I'm ready. Thank you.
All right, I'd like to call to order this regularly scheduled meeting of the Board of Commissioners and Meridian Development Corporation in 2032 on June 12th, 2019. Roll call. Commissioner Vlasic.
Here.
Commissioner McCarville.
Here.
Commissioner Bevin.
Here.
Commissioner Root.
Here.
Council Lakey.
Here.
Administrator Squires.
Here. Mayor's here.
And Commissioner DeBeer. Roll call, are you present?
Yes.
Okay.
Here.
Do we have a motion to confirm the agenda? Second, I'll second that. It's a motion by Commissioner McCarville, second by Commissioner Vlasic, any discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Onto the consent agenda, which includes the minutes of the May 22nd, 2019 regular meeting and the May 2019 administrator's report, we have a motion.
Mr. Chair.
Commissioner Bevin.
I move that we approve the consent agenda, which entails the minutes of the May meeting.
Second.
So a motion by Commissioner Bevin and a second by Commissioner DeBeer, is there any discussion? If not, we can just do a voice vote on this one, right? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Onto the review of the pre-submitted appraisal bids and consideration approval of the Leadership Committee's appraisal recommendation corresponding resolution 19-022. And my name's next to this.
Yes, it is.
Well, as I think everybody knows, last time, last meeting, we went into executive session to discuss potential acquisition of some properties downtown. And out of that discussion came the thought of maybe we should have some of the properties in the area appraised so that we have a better idea of what values may be and might help us in our negotiations with property owners if we get to that point. And so Ashley, with my help, contacted three appraisers and I gave her three names. All three have done work in Meridian within the last year. I'll do them in order that they're in the packet, but Haxton and Associates did work, I believe, on the Klein Building for Marty Schindler, just probably the most recently. And then Idaho Commercial Appraisal did the Library District's appraisal of the building on Second that they just bought a couple months ago. And then the third one is Langston, Sam Langston, and he did the appraisal on Old City Hall almost a year ago, last summer, I think in September maybe that was done. So we intentionally tried to pick people that had recent experience, that, you know, well qualified to begin with, but also had recent experience in downtown, which should make the process a little easier and a little more accurate as well. So she got three different proposals from the three different companies and they're in our packets here. We discussed them as a executive committee, and I think the feeling of the executive committee was that the low bid, which is Haxton, is probably, in addition to being the low bid, the best one too, the one that we thought would be worth picking. So I don't know if people have any questions about any of them or if you want me to go through. I mean, I think they're all generally pretty much the same scope and the timing varies a little bit, but all, and Haxton was one of the fastest ones in 3 weeks, which I think is pretty good for the volume of properties that would be included in it. But does anybody have any questions or thoughts or comments about?
Maybe just for the other board members, how many properties are being appraised?
Six. Which?
So we have.
Go ahead.
No, so just to remind the board, so the six properties are the Saddle Shop, McFadden Property, New Design Architecture, Murray's, which also includes the Barber Shop and the Photography Studio, the 127 Club, and Idaho Independent Bank. And Dave put together a map on a program for us that we could give to.
Part of it's included in here. You can see the, I think it's with Langston's, or no, it's Idaho Commercial Appraisal, that included part of that is in exhibit in there, so you can see what the parcels are. guess my personal opinion is, if it's something that we have the will to do something with, you know, if we actually want to try and acquire some properties, then we need to do this. If we don't have the will to do it, it's a lot of money to just spend on a report. So I guess be thinking about, you know, this would be a good time that if you think it's a wise idea to do it, let's do it. If not, speak up now. I don't know if anyone has any.
Mr. Chair, just for clarification, we can actually use that appraisal and assign it. Just because we paid for it, we can use it as a negotiating tool to help somebody get to the next step too, saying that we've already done that work and that could become a public benefit.
That's correct. It could be used by someone else if we
authorize it. Right.
Yeah, we'd own it. And we could pass it along. There'd probably be additional work. If a lender's involved, if a buyer's getting a loan, they may have to engage the appraiser to do some additional work. But for the most part, it would save them time and money to have it done too. So. Thoughts or comments from board members? Well, hearing none, I guess, Todd, would you read the title of the resolution?
Mr. Chairman and Commissioners, this is Resolution 19-022. Resolution of the Board of Commissioners of the Urban Renewal Agency of Meridian, Idaho, accepting the proposal by Haxton Valuation and approving the engagement letter for professional real estate appraisal services, authorizing the execution of the engagement letter by the chairman or vice chairman and secretary, authorizing any technical changes to the engagement letter, authorizing the administrator to take all necessary action required to implement this resolution and providing an effective date.
I'll make a motion that we approve resolution number 19-022 as read in by council.
I'll second that.
All right, so motion by Commissioner Vlasic and a second by Commissioner McCarville. Is there any discussion? If not, we will do a roll call vote. Commissioner Vlasic?
Aye.
Commissioner Beard?
Aye.
Commissioner McCarville?
Aye.
Commissioner Bevin?
Aye.
Commissioner Burt?
Aye.
And I have an aye as well. Everybody. Ash.
Next up. Yeah, let's do this.
On to the next one. So now on to the consideration to provide Compass and BRT with their first right of offer on the parking lot located at 800 Northeast 2nd Street. My name is on this, but
Todd started off.
You want to run with it?
Sure, I can start. And either of you can chime in and I can answer any questions.
Okay.
But so, as you know, we've been kind of looking at the RFP process for the block where that has the Compass and BRT building, not the building itself, but the park, the old community center, and then MDC owns the parking lot that Compass and BRT use, and we have an agreement with Compass and BRT for them to utilize so many spaces, and then we have so many public spaces in that parking lot. But part of our initial agreements with Compass and BRT was the understanding that someday MDC may want to pursue development of that parking lot. And that's disclosed in the agreement. What we have with them, I believe, we had what's called a right of first offer attached to the condo reservation agreement. And that right of first offer, I don't know if it was ever executed and recorded. It was an attachment, but I think it's the right thing to do, act like it was. And what it provides is an opportunity for Compass and BRT to make an offer on purchase of the parking lot. It can happen in two ways. We can either say, make us an offer, or we can say, here's how much we're thinking about selling it for, and give them an opportunity to make an offer and kind of go back and forth. And they have 45 days once we notice them of what we're intending. So your choice essentially is, do we tell them we want X amount for the parking lot, or do we just tell them, hey, make us an offer? The latter seems like the more appropriate one in this scenario, since we really don't have a number, and what we're thinking is kind of potentially an RFP. But we do need to give them that opportunity. We don't have to take their offer, but we're supposed to participate in the process in good faith with them. And if they're simply not interested, and we'll explain to them when we sit down kind of what we're thinking. We are looking at potentially developing the parking lot, as we said we might. So once we notify them of that, then that starts that 45-day clock, and that fits into the RFP issuing timeline. So we need to get that clock going if we're going to be looking at a potential RFP. The other obligation we have is if that parking lot is developed, MDC has, they have a lease for like 99 years. We have an obligation to provide them the same number of spaces within 1,000 feet of their current parking location. So I think we anticipate that the RFP will include a suggestion that they look at a parking component in the potential development of the property. But we also have some other options within 1,000. Bless you. Within 1,000 feet. So that's kind of the gist of it, Mr. Chairman. We need to give Compass and BRT that notice of what we're thinking and let them decide whether they want to make an offer or not.
You said you had a meeting Friday with them. Would it be your intention to deliver that notice to them at that time? Okay.
If the board is allows us to do so.
And then the other question. Parking, we would have to, even if we went out to RFP and included their parking as an element in that, during the time that whatever's being constructed there, we would still have to provide somewhere else off-site parking during the time that the other parking wasn't available, so that'd be on us to do that as well. Just want to make sure everybody's clear on that.
I'm sorry? It is approximately like 28-ish.
Total?
No,
28. For each entity.
I was thinking Compass was around 24,
yeah,
and BRT was in the teens somewhere.
Was it? Okay, so I was thinking the Compass was 28, so it's probably 24 and 16.
It could be 28. But
yeah, it's roughly around 40-ish spaces total. Which, in hopes, we have a lease with UP. You know, that will be an option. We do have the Masonic Temple parking lot as well, too. If worse comes to worse, we could utilize that as well. That is clearly within 1,000 feet. I think we have some definite options that we can use. We've talked about a couple other areas. Mr. Chairman, Commissioner DeBaird, we were supposed to have a lease in hand last week. We have not received that yet. What we are going to be receiving from them once we do get it is a lease that, as they work through the environmental section for the buildings that will need to be removed, they had their team out here last month to look at what would be needed from a remediation standpoint. So their team is still working on those requirements for us. So what they're suggesting that we do is we get a lease in place. It's called beautification. And basically the only thing it allows us to do is have access to the property initially. But there will be a trigger clause within that lease that says once that environmental section is complete and those requirements are known, we can go ahead and start moving forward without having to modify the lease in any way. So that's the strategy at this point. I was told I was going to have that last week, and unfortunately, my understanding is the city was supposed to get some documents as well, and they did not. So I don't feel completely hurt, but I know that that's kind of the premise at this point. And I'd like the trigger clause component because it allows us to be able to move forward once we have those environmental requirements without having to go back and modify the lease in any way.
Okay. also had, I know, a private party that's been trying to deal with them, and they have not been responding quickly to them either. So I don't think it's just us or the city. That's the mode that
everybody's treated equally.
They've always been so responsive.
Are there any other questions or anything? If not, do we need a motion?
A motion to how, and indicating how you want us to approach it. Again, my suggestion, I think, since we don't really have a number, is to provide notice to Compass and BRT that we are asking them if they would like to make an offer under the right of first offer. And then it's pretty simple.
So do we have a motion to ask?
So, Mr. Chair, so we're going to allow them to make an offer, and we're going to go to them with a number?
Unless you want to go to them with a number, but we really haven't looked at a number.
Yeah.
That you could.
And I think the issue we've talked about is, well, what if they say, okay, when you take them a number, you know, intent of this isn't to just sell the parking lot and have it be parking in perpetuity. It's to develop the site, and so we thought the approach of having them come back to us with a number, and then that would we'd allow it, you know, to say, well, okay, here's what we can sell it for. If it's just going to stay parking, or we can do something greater with it.
The art of negotiation.
Yeah.
Don't put your hand out there.
And I don't think, I mean, we've even talked about what, you know, just internally what it's worth, and I don't know that, you know, we come up with a number. Because it's not, you know, kind of like when they appraised Old City Hall, they appraised it as if the ground was vacant. Well, this is different in our minds. We're thinking, well, what would it be worth if it was developed, not just a parking lot. So
we might estimate it more.
Mm-hmm.
Opportunity,
yeah.
Cost.
Yes. Would anyone care to make a motion?
Mr. Chair, I make a motion that we allow Ashley and James to come on Friday to give them the opportunity to start the floodgates of Woodland. What are we just talking about?
Aye. Commissioner DeBeer?
Aye.
Commissioner McCarville?
Aye.
Commissioner Bevin?
Aye.
Commissioner Byrd?
Aye.
And I am an aye as well. So that gets rid of our action items. On to the discussion items, the Old Town Lots. Ashley?
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, in your packet are the last couple of updates I've received from Pacific Companies, including some project photos. They have pulled their permits. They are actively receiving bids right now. I did receive a call yesterday from Renaissance Engineering, and they had completed the environmental phase one. And because the 703 building, originally that site was an old gas station years ago, they're going to have to do a phase two. And so they're working through that process right now and looking at what that timing may be. Right now they're not too concerned, but they were asking me questions on what I knew about that use, and I told them what very little. And I know I told them what very little I knew about it. And so I suggested they reach out to the city to see if there's any records. I don't know if there are that far back, but just to see. That's a really good suggestion. I had totally spaced the fact that that had been a gas station at one point, just because I always think about Bronco Billy and, you know, the bank building. But Keith told me a long time ago, and.
What they paid for the window.
Yes.
Yeah. Maybe it was theirs. That's what little I have.
Okay.
Yes. I think it's going to be pretty boring for a little while as they are just kind of getting ready to go vertical, but. Mr. Chairman, members of the board, in your packet towards the very back are the upcoming committee meetings. Property committee and parking committee is next week. I also noted next week is Dairy Days as well, along with playing in the plaza begins this week on Thursday, Generations Plaza. That will be on Thursdays through the month of July. And obviously we have our Main Street Market on Saturdays.
The Public Works Expo.
Oh, yes.
All kinds of bad puns. All right. Council's report.
No bad puns, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, in the back of your packet is our yearly update that we receive from West Ada School District regarding the walking tour, and so I just included that in your packet just in case you were interested. I knew Dan definitely would be interested in that. Also, we had FEMA out here last week. Spot checking and verifying a number of the areas that we are working on with the floodplain appeal and some of the studies that they are doing for us. We should have the economic analysis by the end of this month. The goal is to be able to have a joint meeting with the city and MDC probably in August to look at those, to have presentations on that study and the options that we have before us in terms of. We have two different options. One includes the appeal and the identified flow rate that everybody feels is acceptable, but it still includes a couple of properties on Main Street. And then we have option number two that gets everything out of, off of Main Street, out of the floodplain. But that requires additional drainage facilities as well and will be an additional cost. So we would like to have that conversation as a joint group and determine a path forward. Because the next path forward is most likely applying for some federal grants that could potentially pay about 75% of this. The city would have to take the lead on that effort. And then there will be the remaining balance to have to pay for the construction and the improvements. So the goal is to be able to get a plan together, to get everybody in agreement, and to put together whatever agreements that we need between our two agencies. A lot of interest.